Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage right here on Inspired Media for You on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light, illuminating and guiding each and every step along the way. He is directing our path and each step that we take on this journey known as life. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we truly and genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Each and every episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you don't believe me and you've missed any past show episodes broadcast, I want you to know that archives of previous shows are always available, and the richness of what is shared each and every week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. And I must say, I love Mondays and I love empowering others. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and we welcome. We encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time, do not hesitate to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I am so excited about our in-studio guest, Lisa Johnson, who is a real estate professional, entrepreneur, and business owner, just to name a few things that are under her title of titles. And we are talking about the power of identity. The power of identity. But before we jump into today's topic and I bring my in-studio guest in, we are asking that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send someone a quick email, a fax, a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Whew, I think you get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your notepads, your pens, your tablets, your iPads sitting at your laptops or desktops, I want you to know you should definitely grab them real quickly so you can partake and really capture the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, without question, we have an all-star in-studio guest joining us in the studio. Our guest is, as I shared earlier, a real estate professional, businesswoman, entrepreneur. But this is what I love. She and I met, and I believe it was about, time flies so quickly, about 4 or so years ago, and she can correct me if I'm off on that, 4-ish years ago. And when we met one another, when we met each other, we met initially through Vertical Leap. Many of you know that I am the global master trainer for Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth Christian Business Ministries, which is the home of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And so my initial introduction to this beautiful light was through Vertical Leap. And then there was a full circle that happened. At the time, I was in partnership with Tabitha Kendrick, and we were doing some things together to develop the Coach Adams brand. And we needed some support, and she brought in this beautiful light known as Lisa Johnson, who at the time had a business entitled I Mind Your Business. And so Lisa came on board to support the Coach Adams team for a season through I Mind Your Business and was developing Courage Soars, her business at the time, and I was working with her and coaching her. And the next thing I knew, she shifted from all of that into real estate. We're going to hear more about that. I think I coached her out of her support into real estate. So without further ado, I want you to join me as we welcome this beautiful light to the virtual boardroom to share with us today on the power of identity. Welcome, Lisa Johnson.
Hello, Coach Adams. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. Such an honor.
I thank you so much for being here. And I must say, every time I hear Lisa Johnson, I often hear the testimonial video that you did for Coach Adams. And what I love is that you say, I'm going to tell you the truth. I love Coach Adams. And I want you to know that Coach Adams absolutely loves her son Lisa Johnson. And, you know, speaking of Lisa Johnson, if you were to describe who you are, of course, I touched on professionally just titles real briefly, but if you were to describe who Lisa Johnson is, who would you say she is?
Well, I would say I'm a woman who I love the Lord. I love Jesus as a disciple and as a minister. You know, I love to go out on the streets and minister, especially I love street ministry. I love the homeless. And I'm also a mother of three. I have three girls and a wife and, of course, a business owner. And I have way too many pets. I'm apparently almost on the edge they laugh at me, like almost of the edge of being a pet hoarder or something, because I was a vet tech for many years. So I have two dogs, a cat, a parrot, and now I have a guinea pig. So that's who I would say that I am. Apparently, I am a mother of many.
I love that. But I must say, you are a hoarder. You're saying you're a hoarder of pets. But you still have less pets than what I understand Oprah Winfrey does. So you're still here in
yes,
good company.
I'm still. Yes, yes.
I love it. And was it 4-ish years ago when we first met? Because time sometimes flies so quickly.
It goes by. Yeah, 4 years is just about right, because we worked together for about a year, I would say, on working
mm-hmm.
on getting the initial, the groundwork laid for some of the radio show things that we were doing there. And, yeah, I would definitely say about 4 years ago.
And
I can't even believe
it's
been that long.
It is amazing. Can you believe that Motivational Mondays is actually, shameless plug, has actually been on the airwaves for over 4 years or thereabouts?
Yes.
And on our own network, Inspired Media for You, for now going into or over 2 years. So it's amazing how quickly time flies. So it's great to have you sharing with us because, you know, this subject of identity, I really feel that many struggle with who am I? Because when we're thinking about identity, of course, it's dealing with who am I as a person? What does that look like? And that's professional and personal, because sometimes people can struggle personally. Sometimes they're struggling professionally. Sometimes the combination of both. When we're not quite clear on who we are, share with me, if you will, you know, how were you processing through life's journey before this awakening of making the connection with your identity, being clear on that, and now being on the other side? Because, you know, it's so interesting. There's never a testimony without a test. Which means we have to go through a wilderness experience, and we have to go through some stuff to get on the other side. So what was it that had you to even start to question your identity?
Interestingly enough, so I came to know the Lord in 2004, at that point as a single mom. And, you know, I had grown up where I basically feel like I had always relied on myself and my worldly survivor identity. And when I came to know the Lord 13 years ago, I've developed this relationship, you know, with God, but it's always been about me and maybe knowing that God loves me, but not necessarily ever actually believing in how much God loved me and really relying upon him. I would say that my experience has just always been me relying on my own understanding and not leaning on his. And that's one of the things through this wilderness experience, God really showed me how much I need him. And I am so grateful for it, let me tell you.
You know, was it, and if I may just, you know, ask a follow-up question to that, Lisa, was there something or an issue, circumstance that you were faced with or dealing with that had this awareness of, wait a minute, I'm struggling here, you know, oftentimes it's stated that there is a stressor that gets us to a place of quote-unquote break, that we can kind of move around in the situation for a while. And, you know, if the relationship goes awry and there's a divorce, that's a stressor. You know, someone passes away, that's a stressor. So was there a specific stressor that got you to this place of greater awareness of, okay, wait, my foundation is not strong here?
Absolutely. There were quite a few stressors. And when they talk about the storms of life, I feel at that stage I kind of got maybe the triple whammy, and I'm sure that that's happened to many people before. I know I'm not the only one that has gone through the triple whammy, but really what happened to me, in this all started happening at the same time. And so my grandmother ended up having a stroke, and it from the time that she had her stroke until the time she actually ended up passing away was 9 months. And that was a very, very difficult time. It was very close to my grandmother. And watching somebody that you love just completely decline. And it was just a really, really difficult time. And then actually just about 18 months later, my grandfather ended up passing away. And then on top of that, there were some decisions that were being made in and amongst the family that were very difficult to deal with. And they felt like rejection, and it felt like I felt like I lost a big part of my family, not just my grandparents, but some other people. And at the same time, I'm also working on launching a business. And then I also ended up having to deal with a custody situation with my daughter. She was in a position that wasn't necessarily the best for her. And so there were a lot of things that were going on in my life at this time. And just one of those things would have been big and difficult to deal with. But doing all of that at one time, it was a little stressful. I'll just put it that way.
Absolutely. Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and in fact, it became so stressful that it ended up taking a real toll on my physical body as well, on my really on my central nervous system and on my adrenal system. I ended up just becoming very, very exhausted. I became allergic to foods I wasn't formerly allergic to. I was really, really, really struggling. A very difficult time.
And in the midst of that struggle, you have this awareness that, okay, my foundation is not as strong as I may have thought it was, because these difficult situations, I remember when my dad passed away, being an only child, you know, not thinking I'm going to lose him, thinking I'm going to have to care for him. It literally rocked me to the core. I mean, I remember that I literally felt like I was dying emotionally at this loss of my dad, you know, quote unquote, mm-hmm. my hero, as one would say. And so I can understand from one side of that, you know, you lose someone that's very close and that's already difficult enough. But then when you have all of these other things compounded that you shared, where did you go with all of that to get to this other side? How did you process through these circumstances with this realization that my foundation is not as strong as I thought?
Yeah, so I really, you know, I got to a place to where things were looking really dark, and I just was kind of sitting there just saying, God, where are you in all of this? Like, I felt so disconnected, you know, from the Lord. I felt so just like, you know, I know that you're there. You know, I know that you love me and that you see me, but I felt like I was swimming through this emotional sea that I just felt like it was just dark all around me. And usually I'm a really hopeful person. You know, usually I'm very optimistic. And it was just like, I felt like all my hope and my optimism and everything, it was just gone. Like, it was so hard to even just to get out of bed in the morning. And it was really interesting though, because every day I would wake up in the morning and I would literally hear the song, It Is Well in My Soul. I would literally hear that every single morning. It was like, okay, the angels are still singing over me. I don't know where you are in this, God, but if you don't do something, I don't know that I'm going to make it. And one day I was just sitting there on the couch and I was crying. And like, you know, those tears where you're just crying and you're just like just beside yourself, you know, like I couldn't even, it was just, it was so heavy and it was so much. And I heard a woman's name, you know, came to me. It was a counselor that I had actually heard a friend of mine had gone to, and she was actually a biblical prayer counselor. Cause I'm thinking, oh my gosh, do I need antidepressants? Do I need to go to the doctor? Do I need to just lay here and cry? Do I need to eat a bowl of ice cream? Like, I'm like, I don't even know what I need right now, you know? And so I just cried out to him, and I got led to this really wonderful woman of God and literally this biblical prayer counselor. And I just needed somebody alongside of me to pray with me through this and to really help me in this relationship with God, to get from a place of just knowing God loves me, but to actually believing that all of these things, I came to an understanding of finding out that he has a contingency plan for me to be adopted by him, and that he has designed my life in order to draw me nearer to him. But I'm telling you, when I got poured on her couch, I swear it was like angels came and they just poured me out on the couch, and I had no idea where I was going from there.
And, you know, it's so interesting because the knowing versus believing is so key. It really is so key because there is this adoption, you know, God adopts us. And so this is now this new family that we have, and it doesn't matter the circumstances, you know, of our natural family anymore because we've been adopted. We have a new family, and that is this family as a believer. And I know that a lot of times for many, and I see this a little bit in my coaching practice, not at therapy. I'm not a therapist, but sometimes coaching and therapy, you know, counseling cross over. And so I do know that oftentimes when people are struggling with their identity, mm-hmm. it affects their relationships. It affects, you know, their business environment. It affects the decisions that they make. Because oftentimes those that are struggling with their identity, they have a challenge with saying no. So they want to please everyone. Lisa, you didn't struggle with any of this, did you?
Oh, my. Yes, just a little bit. So definitely the people-pleasing and wanting to make everybody happy and saying yes when I wasn't really sure that my yes was my yes, or, you know, not saying no when I should be saying no. So, of course, you know, I would end up getting either spread too thin, or I would just kind of, you know, flake out on things because it's like the time would come for me to maybe go to this engagement or do whatever that was. And then I would feel overwhelmed because I had put too much on my calendar and, you know, and so not really being clear about what I am actually, what are my priorities? Where do I need to be intentional about focusing my time or, you know, my talents or my energy, you know, being, what do I actually need to stay focused on in order for me to be healthy so that way I can be that mother, be that wife, be that business owner, you know? So when you don't know who you are or who you belong to, then it's very easy to just get tossed around, you know? One thing I found that is very, very important that I was not doing for myself because I was so unclear about my identity was even just self-care, not taking care of myself, not eating healthy foods or taking time for the food prep or taking time to go and create art. I'm also an artist. I love to create. Sit down and read a book, just the things that you need to do. So I struggled a lot in that, or even just with a spirit of rejection in business, it's very hard to be carrying around that type of spirit, when you feel like your whole family has fallen apart and you don't know where you belong, it's really sometimes kind of hard to pick up the phone and feel confident that the person that you're going to be connecting with on the other side is not going to reject you. And that was something that I really had to come to terms with as well.
You know, it's so interesting, and I trust it's okay to share this. I remember when we were working together in partnership that you had such a love for real estate. And it was like you were kind of skirting around real estate. You know, I mind your business was safe. I can support those in a real estate industry. And I think I remember us saying, well, why aren't you in the industry? At some stage, the question at some level came up because I could tell you had this love for real estate. And, of course, I'm a former licensed realtor for the state, so I couldn't really identify, you know what I mean? And it wasn't minimizing I mind your business because I recognize the importance of I mind your business, but I was just like, there's something here. Would you say that the hesitation initially with, quote, unquote, taking that full leap into real estate was due to the fact of the lack of identity at the time?
Absolutely. When I would think about starting a business of, say, that caliber, it felt like such a larger business for me, especially there's so much involved in real estate. It's people's lives. It's not just a little thing, let me push some paperwork around and manage this transaction for you like I had previously been doing. These are big decisions, you know. This is hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's a lot on the line for this. And not knowing what my identity was and feeling like I had to live in my survivor spirit, and I had to do everything myself, there's a lot of fear in that. And if I'm always just relying upon myself, then, of course, that's way too big to do. And so maybe while other people could see it, for me, there was a lot of fear in that because I thought, oh, my gosh, what if I screw that up? Because the other area, you know, that I would really struggle with, of course, was perfection. Because when you're only relying upon yourself, when you know God loves you, but you don't believe, you know, in his provision for you, then you have to do everything and you can't mess it up. So it definitely did affect me a lot in that business area.
You know, what's so interesting is that I was thinking because when you think about, you know, this struggle with identity and real estate and all of that, I get tickled because if I'm accurate, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you've been in the industry as a licensed realtor for about a year now or a little over a year?
Well, I've actually been licensed in the industry for 12 years, but I was working in a more of an administrative space, and now I've been on the sales side for 2.5 years.
Okay, so yeah. On the sales side, then look at, see how fast time flies.
I know.
On the sales side for 2.5
yeah.
years, and I know we were talking, and I think you shared with me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that last year you closed 10 deals out of 12 months or something like that.
Yes, I've been really consistent actually with my closings. My first year of real estate, my first full year, I sold almost $4 million in real estate my very first year.
And why am I saying this? Because it's like there was just this opening up of for you,
right?
When you made that connect, you know what I mean? So because then I was in real estate and I barely had, you know, 2 deals closed in a year, and I would be happy for that. So, which is why I'm no longer in that, and I'm doing what I'm doing. But for those that are gifted and talented, and that is their path, look at what you're accomplishing. How much was that?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's
yeah, I know.
Amazing. You know, when we think about, and why I'm bringing this point out, because someone is listening in, and you yourself, you are struggling with your identity, personally or professionally, and you're not getting the results that you desire. You're going through some wilderness experiences, some struggles, and the bottom line is you need to get clear on who you are. You're struggling with saying no. You're struggling with wanting to please everyone in your environment. And I can so relate to that, because when you don't know who you are, you will take on all of these other things because you don't quite know where you're fitting. I remember serving in my very first church as a Christian, Maranatha Community Church, under the leadership of Dr. Billy Ingram, who has since passed on. And I share this in connection with what we're talking about with our all-star in-studio guest, Lisa Johnson, here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. I share this as a connecting point, that my first church, I remember serving in every capacity I could serve in, from technology, I mean, you name it, I was doing it. Why do I bring that up and connect that? Because I was fighting to find my identity. And so there are often times when you have to do various things to make that connection. But once I made that connection at my next church, I knew and I was clear my areas of service, because my call had been awakened for me. I had made that connection. And it wasn't that I was too good to be a greeter or too good to be a hostess or too good to do this. I was clear on my journey. My identity was clear. And that's really what Lisa Johnson and I are talking about today, that once you are clear, your steps, the pathway of your steps that are ordered, you fall differently on that journey. Like with her in real estate, the success that she's had in a short period of time, which for many is unheard of. They would wish that they would close the number of deals in the first year of being on the other side of the business, not just administratively supporting, but on the sales side. Lisa, what would you say is and has been the greatest wisdom that you have gleaned around the significance of the power of identity and on your journey to date?
I had to really choose to recalibrate my mind. And I had to choose to recalibrate myself. And I had to break agreement with the frequency of the enemy so I could be recalibrated to hear what God was really telling me about me. And I had to really understand that my outward circumstances could not have more power than my internal reality. And to learn how to turn away from how I feel and turn toward the person of the Holy Spirit and really listen to him about who I am and who he designed me to be.
Wow, that's rich. And, you know, I know we have reference God quite a bit. And I do want to just simply state that we are sharing from our point of view what is our truth, not trying to infringe our faith, belief onto others, just simply sharing based on our truth. And so I want to give that disclosure. Lisa, you know, as we continue in this discussion today, what would you say if someone is saying, wow, I am struggling with my identity, where would you say they need to start to get clear? Do you have any wisdom in that regard?
I would say you have to start by cutting out all of the clutter. Like, you really have to start by looking at what you have going on around you, and you just have to stop and just be quiet for a minute and really look at, what do I actually need to be attending to and taking care of? What area is that? And I had to start with myself first, which I know to some people might sound selfish or maybe a little bit impossible, but it's really not. I had to stop and say, okay, my health is failing. So I need to take care of my health. So that's a need. That's not a want. That's a need. I have a family. So they have to go to the top of the priority list, right? So me first. If I can't function, I can't take care of them. So then I looked at that. Okay, what do I need to do in my own home to make sure that we are taken care of? And just really cut out the clutter, get back to simplicity, and get back to the basics. Just in learning to be intentional in taking care of those basics first.
And I love that you said, quote unquote, be quiet.
yes.
In other words, be still. And
yes.
That stillness, mm-hmm. because the world is such a microwavable society. Everything's quick, fast, in a hurry. Everything's flashing fast. I mean, that's why you have Instagram, for example, which is different than Facebook, because Instagram, it's all about flashing faster. It's all about just the images, because people, you know, the consciousness of an individual is growing less and less. The people, it's hard to keep their attention because the world around us is so fast-paced. And so just that time of being still and sitting quiet with oneself and their thoughts will now begin to align you to a greater source and to align you with what's most important, like you were saying, and what's at your core. And because we're so busy moving around, we lose track
right.
of that. You know?
Yeah, you start rolling around like
effect?
The Tasmanian devil.
I know, I didn't even plan that sound effect. It just came out.
I liked it. I liked it. It gave me a great visual.
I know, and that's the whole point, that life has us all over the place. And, you know, when I was sharing from my previous church to my current church, I was so clear that it was like, no, when this opportunity comes up to serve, I know this is the fit for me. And that's really what it boils down to, that each and every one of us, and many of you have heard me use this analogy, that we would be that round peg fitting perfectly in that round hole that we were designed for, that we were created for, and that is a part of our identity. That is the niche, the fit that we're looking for, or we will be, quote unquote, like the Tasmanian devil, running around with a head, you know, like the head, the chicken with the head cut off. I was thinking of the headless horseman. The chicken with his head cut off, or the headless horseman, because we
right.
have lost our identity because of all of this stuff. Lisa, I would love to open up the lines and see if any of our callers, you know, here, those that are engaged, would like to ask a question or a comment of you today. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Cool. So let's play in the sandbox. This is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue to make a question, to ask a question or make a comment around today's subject, the power of identity and what has been shared. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in, and the dial-in number, so you can't just press 1 on your keypad. You have to pick up the phone and dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And we so welcome your questions and comments. Don't be scared. This is a safe environment to do so. And we would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what is being shared today? Are you taking anything away, getting any insight? Again, 1 on your telephone keypad. Lisa, you know, as we continue the discussion, you and I know that obviously you transitioned from I Mind Your Business. Now, obviously, I Mind Your Business was that administrative support. So I'm assuming you're no longer minding other people's business, but you're minding your own, right?
That's correct, yes. That's
someone else minding the business. But I know you also had a great vision, Courage Sewers, that we obviously had spoken about in the past. Is that still a part of your vision in this season, your heart? Is that something you want to talk about?
It is absolutely still a part of the vision, and we still have our website up. It is called CourageSewers.com, and really the vision is still there, and we will be pursuing that more in 2018. I just needed to take a moment to do what I was just talking about, where we're focusing in on what are the core things and learning how to just be quiet and get those things down. And then we will be working more on Courage Sewers, and that is something that is more my husband and I both work on that together. I do more creative writing, and my husband does a lot of citizen journalism. So we like to talk about different things. You know, we're really conscientious about what we eat and, where our food is produced. And so we do, you know, research into those types of things. We're really concerned with people's health. And of course, we're concerned with our freedom as well, just here in, where we live. So those are some of the things more that Keith looks into about, what's going on in our, geopolitical landscape. And he writes about those things. So we're coming back around, but we took a little break for about 2.5 years. So,
no worries. And sometimes you have to do that. You know, as you were speaking, I think that you will really be intrigued by next week's installment of Motivational Mondays, because I have a great in-studio guest, and her specialty is using food as medicine versus your drug. She's written a book and everything, and I'm so excited about Renee Beavers, who will be joining us next week in studio. And we're going to talk about tragedy to majesty, but her heart, and this all connects with her heart around this area of specialty concerning making food your medicine versus your brain free,
like versus pharmaceuticals and other things that we could use as medicine.
Exactly, but making food your medicine instead of your drug. Yes. That was the word I was losing there for just a moment. And I can honestly say, for me, food is a drug. That is my quote unquote addiction. You know, some people are drinkers and smokers and whatever. Food is my addiction. It is a battle for me. So I can really relate with that. And like you were saying, being conscious about what you eat and all of that and writing around that. So I just wanted to mention that because I think you will really find next week's installment very intriguing in light of our in-studio guests that we'll have. Again, Renee Beavers, Tragedy to Majesty, and this battle of making food your medicine versus your addiction or your drug. So
yeah, that's huge.
Go ahead. It is huge. It really is huge. And so I want to remind our global listening audience that our lines are open, and we do invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Obviously, real estate professional, expert, if someone wants real estate insight, how can they reach you, and what area do you specialize in?
I'm in Northern California in the Sacramento area. And if you wanted to reach me, my email address is lisa@lisasellssacramento.com. You could also call or text me, and my phone number is 916-549-7593.
Give the email and all of that one more time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's lisa@lisasellssacramento.com, and the phone number is 916-549-7593. And like I said, while I am here in Northern California in Sacramento, one of the great things is the company that I have chosen to work with. They're not just a local company. They are a national and an international company. I'm with RE/MAX Gold. So if you have real estate questions that pertain to any area of the country, really, you can give me a call. And even if I don't have the answer, I can direct you to the right person that can help you. So please keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. It's amazing because, you know, when I was in real estate forever ago now, it's hard to believe how quickly time flies because I have literally been out of real estate I would say probably 25 years out of real estate because I got out of it and then got into property management for a season. And, of course, being independent now, my 13th or 14th year. But when I was in real estate full time, I actually worked and supported RE/MAX Beach Cities Realty in Westchester, California. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's almost great. Road.
I know. It is amazing. And back then, the this particular owner, broker, had a couple of branches called RE/MAX Beach Cities, Bob Todd, and he had one in Westchester, one in Manhattan Beach, and one in El Segundo. So definitely very big at the time. So it's amazing that you're with RE/MAX because they are definitely the number one, in my opinion. Of course, I'm biased to RE/MAX, but they're at another level of real estate professionals. And so I honor you for being with one of the top companies in the nation, actually. So that's awesome. So truly, if you need real estate support, Lisa Johnson is your gal. So where does go? Yay! I was about to ask you a question, but it looks like we actually have a question or comment from our audience, our global audience. And so I'm going to bring them in, and then I'll ask you the question when we're done.
Okay.
Caller, we thank you for joining Motivational Mondays. Area code 818. Last four digits, 1880. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Lisa Johnson.
Hey, this is Will Lufick and Rebecca Rossi.
Woo!
Hey.
Oh,
hello.
My gosh. Hello there.
And I just wanted to say, awesome to hear. This is my first time tuning into the podcast with Coach Shania, but this has been speaking straight to my heart today with exactly stuff I was thinking today earlier. So I did have some questions about identity. Is Lisa there?
Okay.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, thank you. I just, like I said, I was had these thoughts earlier, and I was like, this is interesting. And I was getting quiet earlier, so coincidentally, that's how the thoughts came. So that was a good piece of advice. But I think I tuned in a little on the late side, so I might not have heard everything, but I really thought it was cool, some of the language you were talking about. And maybe you could backtrack some of the story a bit, but about how you – I think what Coach Shania said was you had a love for real estate, which I'm not sure if that meant like you had an interest, but I liked how she phrased it, like how you had a love for it. I don't know if that was an affinity for it and maybe in some ways you were kind of rooting for them for a little bit on the sideline, and then Coach Shania said, why don't you get into it and maybe this is for you. But could you say a little bit more about what that meant about, I guess, having a love for it, and what was your exposure to it initially? Because I might not have heard that. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, I started in real estate. Actually, it was very interesting. I was led to real estate. I couldn't work in my former industry as a veterinary technician any longer because I was pregnant, and I needed to find something. And I loved the industry that I was in, but I couldn't work around all the x-rays and the drugs and all of those things any longer. So I got led to work in an office as a front desk person. And as I just got in there and just started enjoying the environment, I saw all of these people that were generating business, and they were making something from nothing. And I thought it was the coolest thing, because it's not like they literally had to generate their business. They're making their phone calls. They're doing their marketing. They're getting out there and doing their networking. And so I really started to see that you didn't have to fit inside of a traditional, 9-to-5 work hour box and, get your pension check at the end of working someplace for 45 years and, all that kind of thing. And that didn't really speak to me. I didn't really like that. I'm kind of a bit more of a free spirit, and I like to have a good work-life balance. And so then I got into managing files for realtors, to where I would take their clients from the beginning of a transaction all the way through the end, and make sure all the paperwork was in and inspections were done, et cetera, and everything turned in. And so when I moved up here to Northern California from Southern California, I took my license and my skill set with me and started my own business managing agent files. And I just always really enjoyed the real estate industry. But more than that, I enjoy watching entrepreneurs create something where it doesn't look like there's anything there, but they do it. The business comes in, and it's fascinating to me to watch people be successful. And I love listening to successful people and what works for them and what doesn't, and watching how people change and grow. And, of course, the other big benefit to working in real estate is you're helping people with their dreams and their goals. You're helping buyers get into their homes. You're helping sellers, when they need to sell. Maybe they're moving, to be closer to their kids or their grandkids, or they're moving into a bigger house because they're having kids. You're involved in people's monumental life changes, and it's really fun to be a part of all of that. And there's just so much about it to love, I love the fact that I can make my own hours. I don't have to sit behind a desk for 8 hours a day. And, it's just a great place to be. I really love it.
But yet then there was this hesitation of jumping in on the side of where you are now. And I think maybe that's a part of some of what maybe Will wants to hear, is this shifting. You know what I mean? So the backdrop, but then the shifting, what caused you to shift?
What caused me to shift was that working as a transaction coordinator, because the people that do that job are very integral parts of our teams. I was working, and I had my own virtual assistant business, and working in the administrative capacity as I had done for many years. And I felt called to be a business owner, and so that's why I started my own business managing the transactions. But I felt that I had enough knowledge behind me. I mean, 10-plus years of managing agent files and going through all the short sales and the market crash and still surviving through all of that. And I got to a place where I had realtors who I was managing their files for. They were asking me, well, how should I word this addendum? Well, what would you do if you were in this situation? And it's like, why am I just a support person? But I had a lot of fear, I think, behind starting up a new business again, and there was still a lot to learn. And I didn't know if I was cut out for it simply because I was afraid that I would have to just rely upon myself to do it all. And in learning my identity, you know, for me, my identity comes from my Father in heaven, you know. And in learning that I don't have to do everything myself, that I can really believe that there is provision there for me, allowed me to be able to really take that leap and be very successful at it.
Will, did we get That's your good. Question answer in the fullness of it?
I'm just chewing on that. That's great.
Okay.
I know earlier when I heard parts of the interview too, I'll try to remember what you said, but as you were talking, I was thinking about the exposure that you had to it while working there, and then the initial motivation that you had, and then just like you said, there was a lot to learn. So I'm wondering, once you started to put your feet in, how you kept that motivation, or even to take initiative at that point. I mean, you probably did that because you had a lot to learn, but was it once you got in, you're the type of person, you're so committed, you just stayed committed to it? Or did you ever have questions and think about turning to something else? Like, you know what I mean?
I had questions the whole way. Yeah, certainly. But I just stayed committed to the course because I had to really understand that that my external reality isn't necessarily the truth. And, you know, my outward circumstances could not have more power than my internal reality. And my internal reality was that, you know what, this is a fit for me and I am cut out for this and I do enjoy it. And I had to really look around at everything else and say, there's nothing else that I actually want to do. I enjoy this, so I'm going to make it work. And you just have to stick with it. You stick through the tough transactions. You stick through not closing deals for a couple of months and watching your checking account dwindle, and you know, and you just push through. That's just really all I can say. I just had to you know, be willing to learn and be flexible. You know, you can't be very rigid, and to give myself a lot of grace. That's the other thing is. When you're on an endeavor like this and you're starting something new and you make mistakes and you have to be willing to give yourself grace and stay the course.
That's good. I think one of the biggest things, I'm sorry. I'll let you go.
No, go right ahead, Will. You're fine. Go right ahead.
No, I just wanted to make my last comment, I guess. This is the last, absolute last, was I'm getting a lot out of everything, and but the place that I haven't really asked the questions from is really necessarily coming out of a place of something to jump onto, which it would be an inner wrestling or things like that. But really, like, what I wanted to just reaffirm for you guys, because the show has been a blessing, which is this. I was thinking the same thing of today earlier about identity. And so I know that's kind of been one of the main focuses of what you've been talking about today. And I was just kind of thinking about, you know, looking inward and thinking about, you know, who am I, you know, and not necessarily in the sense of calling, but in terms of just who are you and staying true to yourself. And if you really have that, then I was feeling like that there might be a catalyst there to say if it was real estate or if it was something else. So I guess that my last comment would be that identity thing, and if there's anything more to grab there or anything more to hear there, that was exactly what I was thinking before you guys had the show today. So that's it.
Thank you. That's really
excellent.
Encouraging.
Thank you for
joining
in, and my love to Rebecca. Wow, it is so amazing how quickly time flies by. Can you believe it's already right at that time frame for us? One of the things as we prepare to close out, Lisa, today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is, you know, as Will was speaking, I was thinking about, then I want to bring a fullness to this aspect. that I know for me, when I was in real estate and when I was, quote unquote, seeking my identity and what I was created to do and what does that all look like, I had unrest. I had like this stirring on the inside. I was just, you know, there was just this uneasiness. I just didn't feel one with me until I made that right connection. And I heard you in some way saying, you know, I was on the sidelines, but I knew there were, you didn't say it necessarily, but I heard you and you're not saying that there was more. You knew that there was more than where you were at that time. Would you say that you were struggling with unrest?
Absolutely, yes. Very, very much so. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I think that's key when someone is searching out their identity. One of the things that I learned from that journey myself is that if I have peace or unrest, that lets me know if I am on the course that I was created for or if I may be a little off course. Because when you're on the course, you don't have that unrest. It doesn't mean that life is without challenges. But it simply means when you're in the right fit, you go through things differently and you don't have that level of unrest stirring and brewing beneath the surface. Would you agree with that, Lisa?
Absolutely, I would agree with that. I don't feel like I need to search for something else, whereas before I was like, oh, I don't know if this is it. Oh, I don't know if I want to do that. And yeah, the unrest is a very good indicator, or the peace also is a very good indicator of where you should or should not be.
Yeah, that's the gauge for me. As we prepare to close out today, do you have any closing comments, remarks that you would like to share as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays around today's subject of the power of identity?
Yes, I would just, first of all, I would love to just thank you very much for having me on your show and for just being such a wonderful, gracious hostess. I always enjoy talking with you, and thank you to all of our guests. I really appreciate everybody that's come to the show and listened today. And I just wanted to remind you to always just be thankful. Wherever it is that you are, even in whatever circumstance you might be in, because that will diffuse any of the enemy's weapons. And when you are going through something that is difficult, but still even with a thankful and grateful heart, you will make it through to the other side and you will be much better for it.
Ooh, and that's so appropriate, of course, on the heels of Thanksgiving. And of course, I know for us, Thanksgiving is a mindset. It's not just an event of a day. And speaking of day, I must say to our global listening audience, can you believe that Lisa Johnson is sharing her birthday with us so that we can be empowered around her story? So again, happy birthday, and thank you so much for sharing with us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We want to keep this dialogue going. If you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, we invite you to join this open group. Maybe you have a show idea in mind. Maybe you have a question that comes up post, and we want to just keep this dialogue going. Again, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. On our next installment, we already shared that we have a great topic coming up on next week, December the 4th. And this, of course, is truly a topic that I'm like ready to get my pad and pen handy. Always looking to grow in this area of health and wellness. But we're going to hear a story from Renee Beaver's Tragedy to Majesty, which will connect us with food being medicine versus being our drug. So I'm really excited about that. So tune in, same bat channel, same bat time. As we close out, many of you may or may not know that Coach Adams offers a full circle of empowerment to support you. And twice a year, as a part of the Full Circle, we have our Win Shop. It's a live empowerment workshop that's offered twice a year, January and in July, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. January the 27th, mark that date, set it aside. This time of 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Tickets are currently available. To learn more, you can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Thank you again for tuning in. We look forward to having you share with us again in the future. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.